Forecast across the Midwest today has not changed greatly from that of yesterday. It still looks as though there's going to be two systems that move across the region between now and the middle part of next week. Each one of these systems will produce at least some precipitation. The first one will be a lot weaker than the second. The first storm system is actually associated with a very deep low-pressure center that will be forming in the northern plains here later tonight and continuing northward and intensifying additionally as we go from Friday into Saturday. That storm system actually goes up into Manitoba, but it drags a cool front along with it, and that front will slowly move through the western Corn Belt and eventually into the eastern Midwest. But the system will lose its significance as it moves eastward, and so most of the precipitation in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will not likely be very significant. This is, as I said before, very similar to yesterday's forecast. So in this first several days of the forecast period, we're probably going to see a little bit of a deteriorating weather pattern. But for today and most of tomorrow, it looks as though the majority of the Midwest will likely see good harvest weather with little to no precipitation of much consequence. The first round of precipitation will begin later tomorrow in the western Corn Belt, in the northwestern areas in particular. So delays are most likely in Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, portions of Iowa. And then as we move from Friday night into Saturday and early Sunday, we'll see the frontal boundary and a handful of showers working its way eastward across the Midwest, and we'll likely see showers from Illinois to Michigan and Ohio. But most of that precipitation is just not going to be very impressive, and fieldwork will still operate either during or even around the precipitation, as the amounts are not likely to be more than a couple tenths of an inch in most cases. The frontal system will abate, it will disappear, dissipate, whatever word you want to use, but it will not be significant as we get into Sunday. And the next thing that will take place is we'll get a new low-pressure center forming in the central plains as we get into Sunday night and early Monday. That storm system will then march across the Midwest from southwest to northeast, passing from Kansas and Nebraska into the Great Lakes region. And in this particular path, we'll likely see enough precipitation occurring to stall field work for a little bit, but it's not going to be a huge storm, and we aren't going to see major soakings. We'll likely see rain totals in Iowa, Minnesota, and parts of eastern South Dakota that could run 1 to 2 inches, maybe even a portion of Wisconsin. The rainfall elsewhere will run a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch, and occasionally we may see amounts that could get up over an inch, but I really don't think that'll happen very often. And the system will move out of the Midwest fairly swiftly, so that by the time we get into the Wednesday of next week, most of the western Corn Belt will be dry, and the east will be dry beginning on Thursday. Now, there will be a couple of shots of energy coming southward out of Canada during the latter part of next week that will produce some showers across the Great Lakes region. Those areas will see some additional precipitation in the form of rain showers, and most of it will probably be less than 15 hundredths of an inch on a daily basis, but we'll see that occur on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be mostly in a warmer-than-usual mode for several more days, but we will see the edge of the heat reduced as time moves along. Today we'll see mostly 70s across the region, with a few lower 80s in the far west, and we'll likely see the upper 70s and lower 80s dominating the region Friday and Saturday, with the exception of the northwestern corner of the region, where some 50s will show up as we get into Saturday afternoon. And then as we move forward, I don't think we'll see a great deal of temperature changes during the rest of the weekend or Monday, but as we get into midweek next week, we'll see those temperatures cool down to 50s and 60s north, 60s to maybe near 70 in the south. Low temperatures at night will start to drop nearer and slightly below freezing periodically during midweek next week across the upper parts of the Midwest, but at this point, no hard freezes are expected. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.